everybody, to the Super Humanistic Podcast, where we talk about all things health and wellness. Thank you for joining us this week. We are your hosts, David and Jessica. Make sure you follow us on Super Humanistic on everything, YouTube, Instagram, TikTok. Hit that follow button on this podcast so you never miss another episode. Last week, we talked about ashwagandha. So we're gonna, that basically can help with stress and those type of things. So if you wanna learn more about the benefits of utilizing ashwagandha and incorporating that into your diet, go back and listen to last week's episode. This week, we're gonna continue along that stress-related path and anxiety. And that's what we'll be talking about today is anxiety. So I think more specifically, anxiety in the morning when you first wake up. And just to give you an overview, that can be caused by various factors, including stress, poor sleep, and just having an overactive mind. So I think you're gonna get into more details on that.
Yeah. So, I mean, really, if we think about it, throughout our day, we're so busy doing different tasks, whether it be I'm at home and I'm cleaning, or taking care of the kids, or if I'm at work, you're doing tasks for meetings, for whatever it is that you're doing for your job. So your mind's constantly busy on those tasks. And then when we finally have that chance to lay down at night, and then right away in the morning when we're waking up, we're in a spot where we have just got out of the rest, our brain naturally is going to have those thoughts of anxiety that creep in. So being still, although it is good through meditation because you're forcing your brain to turn off as much as you can in meditation, can also cause that anxiety when we're not meditating, because that's when those thoughts are going to start to creep in most of the time in the mornings. So more anxious with being still. You also have less sleep then. So I, especially like throughout my week, can tell that I'm getting less sleep. And then on the weekends, I catch up a little bit. Or days that I have off, I will catch up with my sleep. And I can tell that I am more anxious in the mornings with that lack of sleep. So sleep is so important for our overall health, physical and also mental health. And it does help to reduce the anxiety when we're getting enough sleep. So sleep, or the lack of sleep, also is causing us to become more anxious in the morning. Dreading the demands of our day. So when you wake up, especially on those work days, you already are getting less sleep. So automatically our hormones are feeling kind of out of sync. Causing more anxiety, and then our thoughts, because we're lying down, are coming into our head. What do I have to do today? I have to make sure I get this done. I don't want to forget this. So then we start to dread the demands of our day and think about all of the things that we have to do before even we getting out of bed, which causes that anxiety. So anticipating things that are to come throughout our day without even living out our day yet. And that was really all that I had for the causes. Oh, and our cortisol levels. So cortisol is our stress hormone. Naturally, when we wake up in the morning, the cortisol level is at its highest in our bodies, because that's helping our body to be able to wake up and get moving for the day. So with the cortisol levels being higher, that's causing more anxiety in the mornings too. So those are all of what I have for the causes of anxiety in the morning. I am naturally an anxious person, so I would say I can tell more so in the mornings that I am a lot more anxious. So that's what I have for causes. Then what can we do about it, right? So like, that's great, I know about it, but what can I do? So relocating, if you're waking up through the night, thinking about all of the tasks that you have to do throughout your day, physically move yourself from that location. So your brain is going to react to that new stimuli by moving. to a different room, right? You have different things to look at in that room. You're physically moving yourself. So relocating to a different space in your home will help lessen the anxiety.
Yes, that's why you go to the living room.
Yes, that's why sometimes I'll have to go downstairs. So physically positioning ourselves or going to another room does give us that different stimuli and shifts our perspective to help reduce anxiety. The second thing you could do is using your breath to ground yourself. So you can do like the deep belly breathing. You want your stomach to raise as you do it, like as a balloon, right? So our belly would raise as a balloon. So that's that deep belly breathing rather than in the chest, because the chest is more of a shallow breath and that can increase the anxiety. So you wanna aim for that deep belly breathing, and that you can do while you're laying down as well. Or box breathing. So if you do the box breathing, that would be like breathing in for four, holding it for four, exhaling for four, holding for four, and then repeat. So two different ways that you can do breathing. I incorporate breathing into my morning routine. I do Wim Hof in the mornings because I noticed that my anxiety is higher, and that has helped me a lot to be reduced with my anxiety in the mornings. Also pinpointing why. So there's a reason why we get anxious. I am naturally a more anxious person, but it's because I care a lot about what I'm doing with my job, right? So a lot of my anxiety does come from work and different work tasks. So typically I'm more anxious on my meeting days. I have meetings all day or like high intense meetings, then I'm gonna be more anxious in the morning. So I'm anxious because I care so much about my job and about doing a good job with my job, that it's causing that anxiety, right? So there's always a reason of why we're anxious. But knowing that can help you prepare better before you even go to bed at night. So I set time on my calendar. I'm gonna work on my paperwork or review my paperwork the night before. So then when I wake up in the morning, I've already done that review and I can relax a little bit more waking up. Practicing for my meetings, like looking in the mirror, practicing talking, things like that to help prepare you as best that you can, knowing the why behind your anxiety. The fourth thing is acknowledging that we can't control everything, right? There are things that are going to be out of our control. It's raining today, so like can't go for a walk this evening. It's cold. It's getting to be winter. I can't control that it's getting cold outside. And what I can control is being able to wear a jacket or putting on warmer clothes so then I can go do exercising outside and getting fresh air, things like that. So acknowledging and accepting those things that we can't control and accepting it, right? So being okay with those things. And then redirecting that energy elsewhere. So accepting it, but then moving on. So maybe it's journaling, maybe it's meditating, maybe it's going for a walk or a run, heading to the gym. So accepting that I can't always do everything. Some things are gonna be out of my control, but what is in my control is I can go do this other task that's gonna get my mind off of the uncontrollables. Less coffee, that's number five, tip five, less coffee, especially as soon as you're waking up. So I'm not saying no coffee, I don't know that I could live without coffee, but having that caffeine, because caffeine naturally gives you like that high, your heart starts to race more after you drink caffeine or coffee. You're also getting like some people will get the jitters and start shaking. So if your cortisol levels are already really high and then you're drinking coffee on top of the high cortisol levels, you're like double dipping in that anxiety. So laying off the coffee right away in the morning, you want to try to aim to drink your coffee maybe as you're heading into work, like in the car. You could also drink it right before your big meeting, so then you have that like burst of energy going into the meetings, but trying to stay away from it right away as you wake up in the morning. I actually, because I like to drink something warm in the morning, my throat typically is dry, so I like to drink something warm in the morning to help soothe my throat. So I drink decaf. So having still kind of like the coffee flavor, but it is decaf, so it's not going to give me that caffeine. Number six, set yourself up for a good night of sleep. So making sure that your bedroom has the blackout shades if needed, making sure that you're going to bed at a reasonable time. So having a good night routine so that you're able to stay asleep when you go to bed. Number seven, schedule out your tasks for the next day. So if you know you have meetings the next day, or like you have a really long to-do list the night before, a couple hours before you go to bed, or your night routine, making sure that you set out when you're gonna do each of those tasks so that you can relax and not have to think about, I have this, 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 and this to do tomorrow. Number eight, plot out your morning routine. So I leave water, and we both actually drink water right away in the morning, and we leave it on the side of our bed. So that helps me, like sometimes throughout the night we'll wake up and drink, but mostly it's to help me in the morning to remember to drink that water as part of my morning routine. I also set my clothes out the night before. So having all of these things set up prior to waking up, my journal and my book that I'm gonna read in the morning are also in a certain location so that I can just grab it, and that helps me with my morning routine. And finally, tip number nine, take steps to making this plan as easy as possible. So a lot of times we dread doing things because it's gonna take a lot of work, but make those small steps first, or try to change just one thing first and then incorporate the other things to make it easier on us, right? So it's not gonna be perfect right away, or maybe ever, but incorporating some of these pieces into your day-to-day life so that eventually it's just a routine, it's just habit for us, and it is easier then. So those are my tips.
All right, some great tips there. And I know you helped me get a morning routine by showing me the book, or the techniques in the book, Miracle Morning, mm-hmm. by, forget his name at the moment, but
Hal Elrod. Yes, there we go.
So yeah, that's basically what I do is, you know, get up and do my affirmations, then a meditation, then a brief, about 10 to 15 minute ab workout, and then midday I do the journaling, reading, and visualizing. So those are, I think, essentially all the tips from the Miracle Morning. So thank you for sharing that and getting me on the path to having a good morning routine, which you mentioned is one of the ways that you can reduce that anxiety. Also, when you get up in the morning, just stay focused on the moment. Feel how the water is running down your hand. Focus on the bristles of the toothbrush going over your teeth. Just kind of stay in the moment. Make sure you're not kind of thinking into the future, essentially, about what needs to get done today. I have this meeting today. Because you can just stay in the moment. And when you get to that meeting, that's when you can release those emotions that you might have about the meeting. So again, try to focus down the moment. In the moment, one of the easiest ways to do that, which you touched on, is just a breathing technique. Essentially, when you wake up, take a few minutes to focus on your breath. Inhale deeply through your nose, hold for a few seconds, and then exhale slowly through your mouth, and that will help you stay calm, your nervous system, and will bring you to focus on the present moment, as I've been mentioning. So We talked about the morning routine. So it's good to have a morning routine, whether it's just starting with small manageable tasks like making your bed. That's one way, doing some stretching or having a healthy breakfast. Just really provides that stability and control in the morning when you first get up, and then sets that positive tone for the rest of your day. As I mentioned, I like to do positive affirmations when I first wake up in the morning. I think that's important because that, again, sets the tone for the rest of your day. So you want to start repeating things like, I am in control, today is going to be a good day, and those type of things, so you can really set your mindset as soon as you get up in the morning. Definitely limit your screen time. You don't want to get up and start going on Instagram first thing in the morning and Snapchat, all those notifications, seeing what other people are doing to live their best lives. It's certainly one way that you can avoid anxiety is, again, not picking up that phone till later on in the day when it comes to scrolling through social media and those type of things. I mentioned the physical activity. I like to work out for about 15 minutes in the morning, 10 minutes. I usually do a quick 10 to 15 minute ab workout in the morning just to get the blood flowing, do a full body stretch. And that physical activity could be really anything, a short walk, a brief yoga session, that releases the endorphins, boosts your mood and your energy levels by doing that. So very important. And also, last but not least, healthy nutrition. You don't forget to always start off your day with a well-balanced diet, high in proteins, healthy fats, complex carbohydrates. Avoid, as you mentioned, caffeine till maybe later in the morning. I usually wait until I get up at 5:30 and don't have my first sip of coffee till probably around 8 o'clock. So that works best for me to avoid any anxiety in the morning, but also give me the energy boost when I need it at the right time in the morning for work. So that is all I had. Have anything else to add?
No, that's it. Yeah.
All right. Well, morning anxiety can be challenging, but hopefully you can take control of it and implement some of these tips to really combat that morning anxiety. Make sure that you follow us on Superhumanistic on everything. Make sure you follow this podcast so you never miss another episode. And also leave us a rating and review to help others find this podcast. Don't forget to go out and start implementing some of these techniques into your life so you can be more superhumanistic. We'll see you next time.
Bye.